Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman, and we're coming to you from the offices of NowSpeed and our host, David Reske.
Glad to have you here.
Pleasure to be on the road today and to have these fine studios. And our next guest up is Joey Taliente. Joey is of Spots. Joey, welcome to Radio Entrepreneurs.
Thank you for having me.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your company and how you got started?
Yep. So Spots is the first real-time business search app. So think Waze for businesses. With the tap of a finger, users can see what's happening inside any business in Boston, Cambridge instantly. This includes things about availability. This includes specials. So if you want to know if your favorite table is available, you can use it for that purpose. If you want to find a $1 oyster special that's happening around you, you can use it for that purpose. And it really allows users to take the guesswork out of going out. And we're at 15,000 Bostonians on the iOS app right now. That happened in about a period of 3 months. And I think we'll be at 20,000 real soon. And we're just starting to add businesses to the platform and start generating revenue on that side.
So as you talk about, comparison with Waze, so it's really the data or the data points are generated by users. It's a social media play in a sense.
That's
the real-time aspect.
Yes, so that's a network. So we definitely market it as the community helping the community, but on the back end, we're doing a lot more. One of the features that we have is called the live request. So we found that if we didn't have users inputting into the app day one, that there would be an information gap. You'd sign on and go, I want to know what's happening at restaurant X, Y, and Z. And then if nothing came back to you, you'd have a poor experience. So what we did was we have a 24/7 call center. So you request what you want at the business that you're interested in. And if a user doesn't respond to you, we will go collect the data and shoot it back to you within 60 seconds. So that kind of loops the gap. So Waze, we've actually been connected with some of those guys to get sort of their starting point before they had the network, and they were really helpful in getting us to this point.
Yeah. So what's a typical way one of your users might use your app today? What's an example?
So Friday and Saturday nights are definitely really busy for us. The one thing that we're allowing users to do is to not search to just discover new places, but to get information at places that they visit frequently. That's a really big opportunity in search. So a way a user could use it is, I am going to, it's Friday night, I'm going to one of three places to, socialize with my friends. And I want to know what both the atmosphere, the scene is like, how many people are there, how crowded it is. And I also maybe want to avoid a wait. So I open up the app, I type in rooftop deck, perhaps is what I'm looking for. And I tap live update on all three. I put the phone in my pocket and I get a push notification in about 60 seconds summarizing where I should go. And we allow the user to find exactly the experience they want. My mom, for example, has been begging to get the app at Costco so that she can avoid the line.
Doesn't want to know when the food is out?
Yeah,
that's what I want to go to Costco for, when they have the demos out.
Yeah, exactly. She also wants to use it to find out what the fish specials are. We haven't yet broken into that market. We're really focusing on restaurants, nightlife. We have some coffee shops on too. But that's one of our core use cases. We kind of define as experiential search, where local search now is you type Italian food and you read a bunch of opinions from people that you don't know from over 5 years ago. We want users to be able to search exactly, the experience that they're looking for. I'm looking for a trendy rooftop deck bar that has fancy cocktails, that's having a food special that maybe is, 60% occupancy right now, and then we can allow a user to find the experience that they're looking for. We're really big on dates. Dates has been one of our number one marketing efforts. We push
get the mood right.
Yeah, get the mood. Yeah, exactly.
In the mood for? What is she like?
If you swipe right, make sure you don't mess it up. So find the perfect spot. Because there's really, everyone who's been on a first date's been through that experience. Where they show up and then there's nowhere to sit and then you're scrambling to find another location. So that's been a really great acquisition tactic, but it's just all search, people are using it different ways to solve different problems, but they're using real-time information.
So explain to our listeners a little bit about how the app would work from the user perspective. It sounds like you're monitoring a lot of different data points.
Mm-hmm.
And so is a user literally checking boxes off as they're on location, so to speak?
Yeah, actually, that's actually a good way to think about it. You're sort of building your search from the ground up. So we have this thing, it's called tag search. And essentially, you add different features of a business that you would want, and you essentially are filtering down till you find exactly what you want. So if you go on the homepage, there is essentially the top half of the page are things that are happening now or that are trending or that are very popular, and you can sort of start your search from that point. If you're familiar with the Pinterest user experience, it's very similar to that. You'll go do it yourself, and then they'll go do it yourself tables, chairs, you know, mirrors, and you can then filter down to that, and then mirrors, you can pick like standing mirrors, hanging mirrors, you can filter your way down doing that. We do the same sort of thing for business search. So you pick your starting point. A lot of it tends to be neighborhood, tends to be a very large starting point, and then sort of the atmosphere, and then you can type in, okay, I want a rooftop deck bar, like I said before, with this type of cocktail that's serving seafood, that has this, and then we've seen a lot of groups using it where someone is actually searching and then people are sort of throwing out traits that they want, and the person can find the perfect experience. So
that's very cool.
Yeah.
So how do you collect all the data? How do you see, it seems like a massive amount of data.
Yeah.
To have real time.
Yeah. It's a lot of data. So, we pull from a lot of the current, do a lot of scraping from like the current sites that are out there. So you have, Google Places, Yelp, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. A lot of it was done by just a curation of local experts. It was a large one that we did. And then us ourselves just going out and hunting down and getting the data. So in terms of the occupancy, we wanted users not to just be able to know what was happening in the moment, but to know what was happening potentially in the future. So we created a call sequence in which we had a team of the five of us calling each restaurant as a customer at different points of the day to figure out how occupied they were. So we could create sort of a trend line to they get busy at this point, they get less busy at this point, and then they, you know, they increase. But so again, we're pulling from a bunch of different sources, but you know, publicly available APIs is one, our internal curation team is one, and then we're actually bringing on current bloggers as well. And so Dirty Water Media is an example, which is Pat Purcell. Pat Purcell's company, the Herald. They're one of our content contributors as well. So
sounds like a really amazing service that you're helping people really find that perfect date experience or mm-hmm. or avoid the lines or get the best coupons. Tell us about the business model. How does the business work, and how did you kind of come up with the concept for it?
Mm-hmm. So what we when we were working with businesses, we wanted to know what exactly that they wanted. And what we started hearing was digital marketing was a major thing that business owners knew they wanted to get into, knew that for $900 you spend on print marketing, you can get the same audience for $50 on digital marketing. But there just wasn't a solution that was yet tailored entirely to the local business experience. That being said, you know, we use digital marketing at Spots. Instagram is one of our number one acquisition channels, and the reason why it's so effective is we can run a test, we can run an ad, see how many people clicked it, looked at it, how many people downloaded it, and eventually essentially bought our product, bought what we were selling. For local businesses, they don't have that same level of being able to track return on investment. So what we're doing with businesses is we're essentially consulting them through the digital marketing strategies, but then we're allowing them to use Spots as the app that can track whether a customer, when they saw the digital ad on either Spots, Facebook, or Instagram, ended up not only clicking on it and engaging with it, but then actually came through the front door. So we're working with some businesses now that are all, you know, they're spending lots of money on social media, and we're going to be able to tell you for every dollar you spend on social media, you actually drive this many customers to your door, which is a huge win in the local marketing space. And we're running a pilot right now with some businesses in the Boston area, making sure like we're perfecting that, and we track the customer using the app, and then we put iBeacons in the store, so when the user walks in,
you'll know that they've mm-hmm. engaged.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's powerful. So you're really connecting the dots. all the dots for the restaurant or the bar or the club to see how their advertising spending with you or you through other channels is driving the actual the traffic, the digital traffic, but also the foot traffic, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Powerful. Because it's definitely right now digital marketing is, if you look at how restaurants were run 10 years ago and you look how marketing has sort of evolved over the past 10 years, it's just been rapid on the digital marketing side. But there is this huge gray area of, well, what is this actually doing? And at the end of the day, how is this affecting my bottom line? And we're doing that for them now.
So helping them to convert to customers, getting them in the door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our goal is to be able to say, how much do you want to pay for a customer to drive them in, you know, during a slow time and then drive them, essentially. So we're running a pilot right now for about 2 or 3 months with around 25 businesses, all in Boston, and all some of our top places too. And figuring out exactly, what it is that will be the perfect experience for them, and then sort of open that up publicly and begin to, create a really good experience for the business.
Yeah, very powerful. What stage are you at in the business right now? How far are you into the launch or, the penetration? And what's your vision? How far do you want to take?
Mm-hmm. So we want to take, in terms of where we are as a business, we've raised outside funding. We're in the process right now of trying to expand to both saturate Boston to a greater point, more than 15,000 users, probably going to 50 or 60,000, and also get another market. So the businesses, I would say, in we've found, I wouldn't say entirely found product market fit, but I think we've seen signs of it, and I think now we're continuing to find that and expand the business. And what was the second part of the question?
What's your vision? How far do you want to take this?
Mm-hmm. I think the vision for Spots is every market is sort of going in real time. Before you would call a taxi service or have to have a taxi scheduled, now you hit a button and an Uber picks you up. You go, when you used to digest news, you would get your Sunday paper, read the paper, and now you go on Twitter and you literally can see what, from the most important person in the world to someone that's not very significant, is thinking about an event. So products going real time, and I think we've even seen now they're going even more real time with apps such as Meerkat and Periscope getting very popular with live streaming. So real time information, because it is the most useful, is the most in the moment, it is constantly updating. That market, we are seeing all products will eventually go real time. So we think that this is a direct competitor to any of the local search giants, Yelp and Google Places. And you could say Foursquare, but they've kind of split a little bit recently. So we want to grow this into a national company. We have interest to grow it in a lot of major cities, but I would say we first want to attack other large urban, locations. That's really sort of our sweet spot, right?
Really a fascinating, compelling product and an interesting story. And we wish you the best of success from Radio Entrepreneurs. And as I said, would love to hear about it in the future.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Our guest today in the studio has been Joey Taliente of Spots. And we'll be right back with another segment on Radio Entrepreneurs.